I try and take away all the things that make people unhappy, you know, feeling like they have to over-exercise, feeling like they have to count every pee on their plate and things like that. It should be enjoyable and a bit more intuitive, but to get to that point, you have to know how to do it and what you're doing.
Green Hero. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Green Hero Podcast. This is Ricard, founder of Green Hero, your go-to source for making plant-based eating easy and enjoyable. Each week, we'll be digging into the inspiring journeys of people who live a plant-based lifestyle to tease out the most effective and fun ways to add more plants to your life.
Green Hero. Green Hero. Green Hero.
Today's guest is London-based plant-based health coach, Vanessa Sturman. Vanessa is an educator and speaker who helps people get high energy and healthy weight with delicious plant-based food. She's also a co-founder of the established recipe website, The Vegan Larder, and has been featured on Sky News, LBC, and BBC as an authority on plant-based eating and healthy eating habits. Vanessa, welcome and thank you for joining us on our podcast. How's everything?
I'm good, thank you. The sun's shining. I've just eaten some great plant-based food. That's always something I can usually say. So a mix of like some healthy takeout and my own personal bits of concoctions from the kitchen. So it's very nice.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, I'm super excited to talk to you and hear about your personal journey and the work that you are doing. And maybe to start, for people who might not know, what is the difference between a health coach and a plant-based health coach?
I mean, I think it really, really depends on who you're actually talking to, because there's a wide range that you could get with any of those things. And for me, being a plant-based health coach means I will coach people on having better health, and that's generally going to be what a health coach does. I'm a plant-based health coach because I'm plant-based, and what I'm coaching people on is how to have great health through plant-based food. That doesn't mean you have to be 100% plant-based with me, but my focus to get you to that place of health is with plant-based food, as well as some other things around health, including, you know, how to eat, when to eat, and things like that, you know, including water, beverages, all of that kind of stuff. But my focus is very much on amazing plant-based food.
Okay, got it. And how did this start for you? Was this like a personal journey for you into plant-based eating, or did you kind of working with as a health coach and then you were like, oh, this plant-based sounds really good, maybe that's something that I should start with?
Yeah, so I've done various things throughout my career, and the way I got to being a plant-based health coach is, I mean, I've been interested in food since I could eat. I started cooking at about 7 years old, and I love food. And I went on my own journey throughout my life, but before being vegan and after being vegan. So I went vegan about 8 or 9 years ago. But what I really realized was that it was not obvious to people how to have a balanced meal, what that actually looks like, how to do that without being in the kitchen doing loads of cooking 3 times a day, how to have great health, great energy without feeling like you have to work out 3 hours a day to stay slim, or even the weight you want or anything like that. And I realized people were really, really struggling with this. And, you know, jumping back a bit more as well. So yes, I've always been into the health side of things and always been into biology. I studied biological anthropology at Cambridge. I've also sort of worked in change management and a bit in training. So I kind of had that side to me as well. But I had so much knowledge and information on, well, how do you have a high energy and a healthy weight with amazing food without having to worry about your weight or sort of, you know, work out for hours a day? And I co-founded a recipe website about 4 or 5 years ago, 5 years ago, I think that is now, called The Vegan Larder. And I've been creating amazing recipes for that for years that have been featured in all sorts of magazines. We've been interviewed on various places like Sky News and LBC. And that really also gave me another sort of massive underpinning in terms of how do you create the most amazing food where you don't miss out, you have true variety and a structure in that variety with the most incredible flavors. So my challenge for anyone is when they say, yeah, but I can't have this as a vegan, I'll say, yes, you can. Here's the recipe for it. And this is how you can do it. You know, understanding how to make, you know, vegan fish at home. So for me, that might be one example are my vegan crab cakes. And there are some amazing flavors that you put in those to make them taste fishy. For example, some seaweed and some lemon zest. Those are just a couple of the things that help create that, as well as things like artichokes, which will create that sort of more stringy texture you might get from crab, you know. And so you can create these really incredible dishes. So I've sort of wanted to bring together the, okay, so I love food and it's got to taste amazing. And how can we create these amazing flavors and textures coupled with, well, what is the structure for truly balanced eating that you know, where I'm going to be full, where I'm not going to be feeling like I'm missing out, where I'm not going to be counting calories and restricting myself, you know, all of those things basically that I try and take away all the things that make people unhappy, you know, feeling like they have to overexercise, feeling like they have to count every pea on their plate and things like that. It should be enjoyable and a bit more intuitive, but to get to that point, you have to know how to do it and what you're doing.
All right. That sounds good. So when people come to you, like, are they in a specific place in life? Like, how do they know that they want to work with a health coach?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for a start, people are in my community on Facebook called How to Go Plant-Based. That's a shameless plug there for people to come along and join that if they want to. And look, that's for anyone. You don't have to go in there thinking, oh, I've got to go and work Vanessa now. You know, we've got nearly a couple of thousand people in there. We're all posting food, giving advice on health tips, just exchanging some really, really great information. And, you know, some people who come to me might have been in that community for a bit of time and actually say, actually, you know, I'm ready to take that kind of next step. You know, my energy levels are really low. Like, you know, some people, I feel like they don't know that someone like me is an option. Mm. So when I speak to them and they say, you know, actually, I've been suffering with fatigue for years. I've put on a load of weight. I've been overweight for the last 15 years or with some people I work with, you know, their whole life, you know, and that's so, so difficult. And that's one of the biggest things, again, sort of taking away this pain from people, you know, people who are overweight and actually don't know why. And to them, they're saying, and it's not, and I love talking about this and we can talk about it later, you know, it's not a lack of willpower. They've tried so many different things. They really, really have. Yeah. But, you know, cutting out a whole food group like carbs does not get you the long-term result that you want. So, you know, some of these people who are coming to me have sort of tried everything and nothing kind of seems to be working, or they don't understand, or they know what they don't know. They know they don't understand how to have a balanced diet or how to cook efficiently so that they're not in the kitchen all the time. And some of the people coming to me, I get a mix in age range, but I get quite a lot of people over 40 as well who say, you know, I'm really starting to feel the low energy thing here. I am putting on lots of weight. I've worked, you know, especially when they sort of get a bit older than that and they say, I've worked really hard my whole life. I want to enjoy, you know, these years. I want to enjoy my retirement. I want to enjoy the grandkids or traveling or whatever it is, but I'm not able to do that because my health isn't where it should be. Like, you know, please help. And then I've had other people who have said, well, you know, I don't get how to do this plant-based stuff. Maybe they, in inverted commas, they failed last time, as in they just maybe thought that they had to eat salads all day. And then obviously they got hungry, it didn't work. And then they said, well, I need to, you know, go and eat something else. Or maybe they're eating junk food a lot. And it's those people who are really, they're really feeling the health issues in this, or they're not just not feeling completely at their best. Or they say, well, like, I know quite a bit about cooking, but I'm really not doing what I should be. And I know I'm missing out a lot of nutrients. I'm not getting the variety I need. And I really need to work with someone to have a sustainable diet for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when you start working with people, kind of what you're saying, like people become aware that they need to make a change, right?
Yeah.
But what are like some of the first steps that you start working with them on? Like to kind of, because I assume it's a transition for them or a journey as well. So what are, maybe it's different for each person, but is there something that you kind of always like, let's dig into this to start with?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is kind of really important. And my whole point of having a program and a space of time that you work with me is that so we can track you through that time, make sure you are improving. And, you know, everyone has also got a different pace. So, you know, people, I will challenge people quite personally to do new things and try new things. You know, if I have someone who's barely never cooked before, I'm going to be challenging them quite differently to someone who's, you know, quite familiar with the kitchen and quite, you know, eager to get stuck in and do more. But at the beginning, yeah, I mean, I think there are some real basics, which is, okay, well, what does a sort of balanced plate of food actually look like? What are the food groups I need to be having? And what could those food groups include? So, for example, if we are talking about carbs, you know, what's the place of them what's the difference between, you know, refined sugar, which is not a complex carbohydrate, and then a nice complex carbohydrate you can have, whether that's, you know, whole grain rice or sweet potato, then, you know, how might I serve those? How do I keep up variety within those different food groups? So it's going to be quite basic things at first. And then as we sort of progress, you know, I've got a couple of really great sessions that we do on the shortcuts and the tricks and the structure for your food prep. So that's one of the sort of, you know, as people start getting into it, you know, we get them used to buying a few different things, putting things together on their plate a bit differently, really making sure that they're full, making sure they're letting me know if they're not full. They also take photos of all their food.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone takes a picture of every meal and posts it for me, but it means I can track people every day. And I can say, well, look, there's a reason you were hungry after that meal, or you could have tried XYZ a bit differently, and actually you'd have a bit more variety because you're kind of posting things that are a bit too similar or things like that. So we sort of go, we sort of, you know, everyone graduates up and up the scale. And then as we sort of get nearer the end, you know, people are challenged a lot more in what they can cook. They start managing their time better so they can be a bit more adventurous. But it's making sure I meet people kind of where they're at as well. But it's incremental because it's got to be doable for everyone.
What are some of the things that when people start working with you, they're like, mind blown. I had no idea I could think about food in this way. Like, what are some of these first things, realizations?
So one of them, which I really, really love, is having my clients say, I am so full that I wasn't even hungry by the time lunchtime came. I had no idea I could be this full if I eat the right plant-based food. I mean, some of these people might have before just been having, you know, a smoothie or something for breakfast. And smoothies are great, absolutely great. I have smoothies every day, but there's other things that you can have as well that are going to keep you really, really full. So especially people who were even saying to me, Vanessa, I'm not here to go fully plant-based. And maybe they won't, maybe they'll go 90% or 95% or even less. You know, some of those people saying, well, actually, I had no idea I could be this full on plant-based food. I didn't think it was possible, or I didn't want to reach for the donuts at 4 o'clock. You know, that sort of thing is absolutely incredible to people. Or I had no idea I could keep, you know, certain things in my drawer or my locker at work that will keep me really, really full, or that will sort of help me not go for the really unhealthy things as well. I had no idea what I could pack and make my life so much easier when I'm traveling, so that my whole diet doesn't, you know, go downhill just because I've left the house and can't have my kitchen anymore.
Yeah. That's really interesting that you're saying that, like, about being full, because I think, like, people's perception of plant-based food is just like, if I eat just plants, I won't be full, right?
Yeah, do you know what? And I can totally understand why, because sometimes, well, when you hear the word plants, you do think of green things. And, you know, and to be fair, having been to various weddings and restaurants and been served literally a plate of vegetables at one work do many years ago when I first went vegan, the lunch I was given, and I had spoken to this. I mean, you can tell I'm still annoyed about this meal from 7 years ago. This doesn't reflect well on me, but I remember it was literally lettuce, tomatoes, and cucumber in a bowl with no dressing, no nothing. Even though I'd spoken to them about other things they could give me, that was literally my lunch. So,
yeah, wow.
And, you know, things have changed and all is forgiven, sort of. But the point is, you know, if others saw that, then they would say, well, you know, how am I going to be full? And someone said to me at a wedding when they saw what I was served, they said, that wouldn't make me full. And I said, well, believe me, it's not going to make me full either. You know, it's a pepper stuff with some rice. It's not sufficient.
Yeah.
But I think once people kind of understand plants in a different way, they understand that that includes grains. They understand it includes beans. They understand you can make these amazing bean burgers from the beans. They understand eventually you can have an amazing tofu korma with all sorts of other lovely things and spices and coconut milk, you know, that it's so many different things that you can have, you know, brown. And I'm not saying it, you know, it's healthy to eat a ton of brownies and chocolate sauce all the time, but that's, you can still have that that's plant-based.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think once people get that perception or understand things like nuts and seeds, all those sorts of things that, you know, because you don't maybe think about an almond and say that's a plant, it's come from a plant, it's a nut, but you know, that wider definition of plant-based, I think people are understanding that a bit more And especially as more processed products come out as well. You know, we have a lot of those in the UK. And I'm not saying that, you know, they're something that should be eaten every single meal or anything like that. But I think they've really, really helped to change the perception, you know, amazing vegan sausages and burgers and even the sort of vegan fast food kind of movement. Yeah, like, again, I'm not saying it's going to give you that high energy and weight loss that you're looking for if you eat that. And those are brilliant, brilliant foods. They're great for treats. And I think they've done so much for the movement. But I really think they've helped change people's perceptions. So people go, I can have a big burger and chips, and that is still plant-based. And then their head starts to go, okay, that means I can maybe recreate this at home as well. So I think there's been so many advantages to the way that the vegan movement of food has kind of exploded.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And when you're saying that too, what comes to mind as well is just because we're kind of using the words vegan and plant-based kind of just yes. interchanging, right? But something for me, you know, is vegan might be a word. It's been around for a long time as a word and a lot of activism and ethics associated with it. And plant-based is almost like a euphemism of vegan. Do you feel like plant-based is something that feels more approachable to people? And that's kind of what your clients are telling you, like, I want to be plant-based, or are they saying like, I want to be vegan, or how do they kind of describe themselves?
Yeah, and look, I think it's a really good question and conversation. I'm glad you've kind of brought this up, because as I was talking, I know I was sort of using the words interchangeably. And I think sometimes it's helpful to do that because then people understand more. And then I think it's helpful sometimes to have this kind of discussion where we pull it apart, because they are different things, but then they are also interchangeable. Because I know for marketing, so many businesses want to use the word plant-based because it sounds more gentle. Right. And plant-based refers mostly just to food, unless you sort of apply it to things like cosmetics and stuff like that. I mean, you suppose you can apply it to more than just food, but generally it applies to food. But I think there's also complications in the sense that plant-based was meant to refer to being a bit healthier, because it's meant to refer to sort of, you know, more whole foods, even though whole foods plant-based is a specific category in itself. But the reason I call myself a plant-based health coach is because I'm only focusing on the food. So I'm not teaching people how to not horse ride or not go to zoos or the things that vegans are not supposed to do. You know, it is different in that sense. And yeah, you're right. You know, veganism is meant to be about ethics. But I think people are also used to the word vegan for food, because foods are labeled vegan friendly, here's our vegan menu. So it's not like it's not associated with food. But in terms of who I work with, I do work with people who are full vegan and might have been vegan for 5 years and are really struggling with a plant-based, with a sort of balanced diet. And they don't understand how to do that. They don't understand how to be the healthiest version of themselves. And, you know, those people will feel maybe very strongly about veganism, but they really want to look after their health as well. And they want to do it properly. And then many other people might come to me and say, well, you know, I'm engaged with some of those other elements of the, you know, animal cruelty or environment. And, you know, but my health is coming first right now. And I want to kind of see how I can benefit, you know, my body and all those things with a plant-based diet, as well as making amazing food. And please teach me how to do that. And then I get other people who it's literally just purely health. And they just say, well, I know I need to improve things. I know I need to do better. I know things are not going well. I may not want to be fully plant-based, but let's do as much as we can together and make a huge transition. And, you know, someone I am working with who's been very clear he's not going to go vegan. And I've never even implied that he should. And, you know, his cravings are gone. He wasn't actually cooking. And he'd never really even peeled a garlic or chopped an onion before. And he is making some really, really brilliant things now. He has lost weight. His energy is better. He's much fuller. He's eating, you know, he's eating healthy snacks now if he has to snack. And he's shocked about how the fact he's not sort of, you know, polishing off a whole tray of cakes or something like that from the supermarket. And, you know, that's really, really fantastic.
And that too, I think is something that's interesting. And maybe what people think about plant-based food is that they're like, well, now I'm have to start cooking something. I have no idea how you even prepare.
Yeah.
Does that also feel when people come in, they're just like, I know how to boil potatoes and like fry something in the pan, but what is all these plants and how do I have to cook them in ways I've never heard about before?
Yeah, I think people do sort of worry about that. But I think, you know, some of the reassurance I give them, and I want to give this reassurance to anyone listening as well, that, you know, it's all going to be variations of stuff that you've done before. You know, if you have baked something before or made a casserole before or made a curry before or, you know, chopped up a potato to make potato wedges or something or you know, boiled or steamed something, you're going to be doing similar things. You know, of course, there's always endless variety that you can have in cooking. But, you know, if you've used vegetables before, we might try you with some different vegetables because we want to keep up that variety, but it's not going to be massively different. You're still going to be using your chopping board. You know, I might encourage you to buy a better knife because you know, it's much more pleasurable if you have a really, really great quality knife. It's worth investing in that kind of thing. I encourage everyone to get a good vegetable knife and a good chef's knife. But by doing things kind of incrementally and trying, you know, first of all, bringing people in on some quite simple meals. So one meal I get a lot of people to start off with, I actually did it as a private cooking class with someone who, you know, hadn't cooked anything before, really. And we said we'd do some really basic stuff together to learn how to learn that sort of thing. And I get people cooking, you know, lentil bolognese to begin with. You know, you've probably cooked a meat bolognese before, you've cooked pasta before, and you've made a salad or steamed some veg to go with things before. And we're just going to cook it. Yeah, it's very similar. We might have some extra flavors in there and some extra herbs and things like that. But, you know, you will have bought a tin or can of tomatoes before. So, you know, let's start off with something very, very basic. And then we'll move up to other things, maybe like my vegan crab cakes another time, which are actually shockingly easy, by the way, and are just made in one bowl. But the concept of that might sound a little bit outlandish to some people, but things are more familiar than everyone thinks.
Yeah. I hear you. And how long do you see like the transition is for people? Do people like do the transition? Like I've talked to people that are like, they do it just overnight. Uh-huh. They're like, I'm vegan today. And there's people who are like, yeah, it took me 3 years to get to where I am today. Like, how do you see that with your clients that you work with?
Yeah, sure. Again, I think it's an interesting question because it's sort of different for everyone. And the thing is someone can transition to plant-based or vegan overnight, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're transitioning to a healthy plant-based or vegan person that's, you know, efficient with their cooking, that is getting all the variety they need, which is why, you know, I might work with a vegan who's transitioned to veganism overnight 5 years ago, but they do not know how to have a healthy, balanced diet. They put on weight, not because of veganism, but they've maybe been overweight their whole life or something like that, or in their sort of later years or something. So, you know, in that sense, yes, you can do that transition. But people working with me, I mean, I've just finished my last program, which has been really fantastic. And one of my clients who's been working with me for 3 months, she's had massively reduced inflammation and her arthritis is just a million times better than it was. She's lost a load of weight. She's cooking incredible food. She's got really, really high energy. Her skin's clearer. Her hair's better. Like, she's had so many changes and she recently posted about it. So if you want to go and see who that actually is, it's on my Facebook group so you can see who that person is, which is really fantastic. But, you know, that can happen if you really, really go for it with your health and you change your diet and you change your eating and you get those nutrients in, you are going to see changes quickly. You are going to change your gut health very quickly with that amazing variety of plant foods. But changes in our health are possible much quicker than people think, but only if you know how to do it. I mean, this woman was struggling with her weight and inflammation and all those things. They literally, well, not inflammation her whole life, but in recent years, but her weight certainly her whole life. And to see changes where she now feels like she's in charge of that and is having, you know, I talk about having a healthy weight. You know, we're not here to be Instagram models. You know, it's about eating so that we are satisfied, full, getting the nutrients we want without being worried that we're going to sort of put on excess pounds because we're craving all sorts of foods that we go and eat.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds amazing. And from an awareness point of view, like, I know that in the UK, I think in August, they announced a new food strategy saying that the entire UK needs to reduce their meat consumption with 30% in the coming 10 years. Mm-hmm. Is that something that has been talked about? Do you feel like there's a huge difference in perception that people are really coming to plant-based food because they are already kind of aware that it exists?
Yeah, I mean, I think people have been coming to plant-based food for quite a while here, and especially on that environmental front as well. I don't hear people mention the food strategy, but I think people have had that awareness. And a lot of people say, you know, I want to reduce my meat intake, you know, to whether it's a couple of times a week or something like that. And people seem a lot more aware of it. People are being a bit more comfortable with cooking something else. And because we have so many products where people can try something vegan, I think it's become a lot easier. And I think people making some simple swaps isn't difficult. I think what people find hard is, okay, what am I doing with all this variety of plants to make them easy, taste good, a filling combination that's going to keep me really healthy and full? I think people struggle with that bit, but I think people are super aware of, you know, reducing meat. I think they don't find vegetarianism or veganism particularly strange anymore. There's still, you know, sometimes a kickback, but I think generally people are quite happy to, especially in London, it might not be the same in other places in the UK, you know, to try a vegan restaurant or try the vegan option, or sort of when a vegan comes to their dinner party, that, you know, people seem a bit more on it with, you know, making sure there's a good option other than a stuffed pepper with rice or something like that that you might get that's not going to throw you up. So yes, people are aware, but I think the awareness could go further, because I think people, you know, I think, like I said, that one of the biggest revelation people have is, oh my goodness, I can be really, really full off this and really high energy, and I can work out. And I think there's a huge number of myths as well, which is, you know, well, I won't be able to work out. I won't be able to get protein as a vegan, or if I'm plant-based or mostly plant-based. And, you know, obviously the protein myth, probably you're probably sick of talking about it, but, you know, that is still something that confuses people, and there's still kind of misinformation about that. And I do connect with what they're saying, in the sense that I went vegan, it was, you know, like I said, 8 or 9 years ago, after a trip to India where I ate a lot of lentils and realized I could be really full. And before then, I was actually kind of not, you know, I probably had some terrible vegetarian meals and sort of went home and ate something else because, you know, I was so hungry after this terrible, terrible meal. But obviously it wasn't a balanced, decent meal. It was just a bad meal. It wasn't, oh, because it was a vegetarian meal or a vegan meal or something like that. It just wasn't a well-balanced, filling meal. But when I went and had lots of this food in India, I decided to start engaging a bit more in, you know, what plant-based was, and, you know, just revealed that you could be more full than you ever thought.
Yeah, I think that's a great note to kind of end on before we switch gears. I just wanted to ask as well, like, who impresses you at the moment in the plant-based space? Is there any organization or brand or person you think people should check out?
Oh, this is a good question. So one company that I really like is called All Plants, and they have vegan frozen meals in the UK. And they're really, really cool, because I think it just takes the pressure off a little bit for people. If, you know, a meal or two a week, they can have from the freezer, you know, nice and nutritious, really tasty, interesting food. So, you know, and that can also help them not get a takeaway. So it's healthier than a takeaway, but isn't as expensive as a takeaway. So I think things like that are really, really good. And I love their ethos. I love that they're into kind of healthy and delicious food. And then I also really love, I mean, we've got to shout out to this Lewis Hamilton. He's really fantastic. And he does, I really feel, uses his platform to talk about ethics and to talk about veganism. And I think that's really important, because he does have a loud voice, metaphorically speaking, and he can reach a lot of people. And I think his influence is going to really help, because I think anyone who's into sport, and I know you interview sports people and athletes as well, that I think it's really important for busting that myth that, you know, you can't be muscly and vegan, or you can't be an athlete and vegan, and you absolutely can. And in fact, your recovery time is going to be better, your energy levels are going to be better, your health is going to be better, your longevity will be better. And I think having people who prove that is really, really important.
Yeah, that's awesome. And where can people find you online, on Twitter or your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at Energize and Thrive Plant-Based. Energize is spelt with an S, not a Z or a Z. It's spelt with an S. Or you can find me on Facebook, How to Go Plant-Based. That is a Facebook group. That's where you can join my community. And I believe there will be a link left for my free guide, which is 5 steps to a balanced plant-based diet. And that's all the things that I wish I knew 15 years ago about how to eat a balanced diet that gives you high energy and a healthy weight without the worry and the calorie counting and things like that. So I'd love you to check that out, because I think that'll be helpful to a lot of your listeners.
All right. That sounds awesome. Well, Vanessa, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you too. Thanks so much for having me.
That was our episode for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Green Hero podcast was produced by Andrew Rojek, and I'm your host, Rickard Björkdahl. I'll see you next week for another conversation from our colorful plant-based world. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast or share this episode with a friend. If you haven't already, you can also find Green Hero in the App Store. Download our app and start enjoying a plant-based lifestyle today. You can also find us on the web at the URL greenhero.life and on Twitter and Instagram, where we operate under the handle Green Hero Life. All right, see you next week. Bye-bye.